On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today, I'm continuing a series teaching on God wants you well, and this is my fourth week, nearly the end of my fourth week teaching on this, and I've covered a lot of materials. And on our program yesterday, I started playing a testimony about a little girl from England named Hannah Terades, who was miraculously healed. We didn't have time to give the entire story, and today I want to play the second half of this where Hannah gets miraculously healed. But just in case anybody missed yesterday's program, or even if you saw it and you've slept since then and you might have forgotten this, let me just set this up, because this was a miraculous healing. And on our program yesterday, we played the first part where they talked about what this disease was. I'm not going to try and pronounce it, but it was some kind of a disease where her body attacked everything that came into it as being some type of sickness and disease. It was like an autoimmune disease, and she wasn't even able to eat food. And at the time that I met Hannah, when she was healed, she was 3.5 years old, and yet she was only wearing 9-month-old clothes. Her skin didn't look right. Ashley called it translucent, I think. Her hair was falling out. She had to have a tube stuck in her stomach because she was unable to eat food. And she had, at 3.5 years old, she had never eaten solid food. They had to take all of the food that she ate and process it and mash it up and turn it into kind of a mush and feed her. And she had gotten to where she was even rejecting that. So the last step was they had put this tube into her stomach. She had a backpack that she had to carry around with her, and they were giving her like a saline solution that was trying to get some nutrient and food value into her, and she had started rejecting that, and she couldn't handle any of this. And so the doctors basically had just sent her home to die. Ashley and Carly, on one of the trips to the hospital, had asked the mother-in-law if they could have a cassette tape or anything, because the rental car that they had didn't have a CD, only had an old cassette in it. And so she just rummaged through a drawer and got an old cassette tape that was sent from my office in the United States to the UK back about 15 years before this. And they listened to it, and it was talking about who you are in Christ. It talked about the power of God and healing. And it just lit a fire under Ashley and Carly, the parents of little Hannah. They got on our website, started downloading teachings, getting faith built. And then they decided that if I would pray for Hannah, she could be healed. They went to the web to find out if I was ever going to come to England. And the next day, I was starting a meeting up in the Birmingham, England area. And they came. And where we ended yesterday was that they had gone through all of this, their faith had built, but when they came to the meetings, everything was going wrong. Hannah was in so much pain that she couldn't stay in the services. They had to take her out into the back, and desperation was about to set in. Carly said that, you know, had they come this far to just be disappointed and to see their little girl die, and they were having to seriously confront that if she didn't get healed that day, that Hannah was going to die. And so that's where we brought this story up to. And I want to just play the rest of this for you. I tell you, this is a praise to Jesus talking about how He loves us, how God wants us well. And I think it'll encourage you. So watch this, and I'll be back at the end of the program.
We were just despairing at that point, thinking we've come so far with such high hopes to miss it. You know, we really thought, have we come this far to nearly miss it? Are we going to go home empty-handed? I had really no idea what was wrong with the child. All I knew is she had a backpack on. And when I came into the room and I stepped over her, here's the backpack, here's the child, and here's this tube. Honestly, it was the creepiest thing. It looked like a little remote control toy was the child, and this backpack was like this remote. It was awful. It was like this thing was just zapping her. It was supposed to be giving her life. But it was like bondage, absolute bondage.
At that point, when she was screaming, the lady who came to help us was Leslie Decker. And she worked at the college. We didn't know that at the time. And she was passing through the creche.
She didn't just stumble across us by chance. You know, I believe the Lord set that up. And she came in and she knew there was something wrong. And she prayed with us. She realised it wasn't just a tantrum, I think, after a while. And we explained to her the situation. And that was probably the first time I really cried, because up to then I kind of held it all together, you know. But I was facing facts that she was going to die. And I didn't want to face that reality. But I kind of got my emotion and got my hopes built to such a crescendo that was like the climax. And then to feel like that's going to be snatched away, that we're going to go home and our daughter's going to die. I just couldn't go there. I just couldn't, and there was nothing I could do about it. And once I started to cry, I mean, I couldn't stop. Just like the years, it just came out all in one go.
Having known Carly now, I know she doesn't cry really easily. You know, this is something, she's one tough cookie. She believes the word and she harnesses those emotions and she goes the direction that God wants her to go. But there was something happening in her heart right at that moment, a very vulnerable moment.
And Leslie was great and she prayed with us and she just spoke really good words over us. And then she said she was going to go and get Andrew. And so we were alone for a few minutes. And finally, Hannah just cried herself to sleep in the buggy and she was calm.
She went and asked Andrew to come back there, and Andrew and Jamie came in. And it was a real special moment because, you know, it wasn't up the front and it wasn't a spectacle, it wasn't a show or anything. It was in a little back creche room, and it was a real humble experience, you know. And Andrew just sat down and his wife was there, and he let us just tell him the whole story.
He just says, talk to him and tell him how awful it all was. And how desperate the situation was and everything that was wrong with her. Our whole medical history just blah in about 2 minutes flat.
Whoever we told up until that point, whether it was pastors, you know, leaders, whoever it was, mature Christians, they would always be horrified and, oh no. And, you know, they'd be horrified at how bad it was. But when we told Andrew, he just smiled and said,
it's a piece of cake for Jesus.
This is a piece of cake for Jesus.
And this smile crept across his face and I was like, that's awesome. This guy really believes this, doesn't he? You know, and that faith on the inside of us rose up.
You know, Andrew doesn't go into these long, lengthy ordeals. He's the same as when he prayed for me and I received my healing back in 2001. He's the same today, 2007, it doesn't matter. He's still the same. He gets straight to the point with his prayer.
So Father, Jamie and I just agree. And we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, Hannah has already been healed.
Like I said, he prayed for her. Very simple prayer. He just told the disease to go in Jesus' name. Told her body to be restored in Jesus' name.
And then we were kind of left with a bit of a dilemma. Like, what do we do now? And she was asleep in the buggy at that time. So she was asleep throughout him praying for her.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, Jesus has healed you. And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, I want to eat.
And I'm like, yeah, now you can eat. I said to her, so what do you want to eat? She goes, I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's.
So I went and got my boys. I told them, I said, Jesus healed Hannah. And they took it in their stride. They just said, that's great, now she can eat.
In the meantime, we were driving around in a strange city looking for McDonald's. And you'd think there'd be a McDonald's in every city. And we couldn't find it. So we ended up at this KFC. And she said, oh, KFC will do just fine. So, okay.
We bought some chicken and she sat there, took bites of the chicken, swallowed it, took more bites, swallowed it, ate some fries, swallowed it, ate some more, swallowed it. And we was all just looking at her in amazement, thinking, wow, she's never swallowed food like this before, ever.
Chicken nuggets, chips, fizzy drink, cake, ice cream. I mean, anyone who'd been on a fast for that long and suddenly ate that amount of food would be ill, right? Every food group possible that could cause any sort of reaction we tested in that first couple of hours, I think. But she just stuffed it all in and was just still grinning and running around, bouncing around the restaurant. And by now, I mean, well over an hour had passed. There was no sign of her flaking out on the floor. And normally, the hour would be up, she'd be on the floor, she'd be ready to be plugged in, back into her energy supply, if you like. She was bouncing off the walls in the restaurant.
So I phoned her up, and that's when I discovered that they'd gone to Caris Bible College to the conference, and Andrew had prayed over her, Hannah, and she'd been healed. And I was just absolutely amazed. I just sat and cried.
She said, Hannah's healed. Had this phone call. She said, Hannah's healed. And I said, sorry. She said, Hannah's healed. And I couldn't take it on. She said, Hannah is healed. I said, what has happened? She got this phone call from Carly. She went to this Andrew Rowe and people laid hands on her and she's healed. And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed. She's healed. And we were just jumping for joy.
We went back to the conference because there was one more meeting in the evening.
We'd had this little cough and we were kind of like, oh no, what's going to happen next?
For the first time, she just started to choke, as if she was going to throw everything up and be sick, like she would have done sometimes in the past.
The boys were so used to her being sick when they had that little cough, they'd run away, sick on me, mummy, sick on me, and just leg it because they thought they were going to get covered in puke.
She just started to choke, and straight away I remembered the teaching, you know, don't beg God to stop it, just command. And I said to her, I said, choking, stop in Jesus' name. She stopped choking, and that was that.
And then it happened again in the car on the way home. That night, it happened again. And again, Ashley spoke over her, and she was perfectly right as rain, instantaneously. But I know that if we'd hadn't have had that grounding, if we'd hadn't had that teaching in our heart, we wouldn't have known what to do. And so when the symptoms came back, we would have just thought, oh, too good to be true, you know. And before you know it, full-blown manifestation of disease would have been upon her, you know. But because we'd had that grounding, we'd had those weeks of teaching, where we'd got the word in our heart, we'd guarded our heart, we knew that we weren't going to let Satan rob her of her healing. He might try, but he wasn't going to win.
And from that day, she's never had any medication. She's never had any formula food through a tube. She's never had any doctor's treatment. She's off all her medication. She's never been ill since then.
And she just was happy, totally different child. Happy little girl, just running around. She's still running around. She's still eating. She's still busy, 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 always getting into everything. So you know, she became the child she was always meant to be.
Well, I've got a text message here that Ashley sent to me. Praise God. Hannah was healed yesterday lunchtime. She's been eating like a trooper since. KFC, sweets, yogurts, crisps, cheese, chocolate spread sandwiches with no problems. She has been healed. Make no mistake, Jesus has healed her 100%, just like the word tells us so. 1 Peter 2:24, glory to God.
But I believe until you actually experience a miracle close to you, like happens with Hannah, you can't really say, well, personally, I couldn't really say yes, miracles do happen. And then I can say, miracles do happen.
But when we went back to the hospital to have the tube taken out, they did all sorts of examinations and blood tests and things. And the unusual thing with Hannah was, aside from this rare disease, she also had a blood clotting disease. We didn't find this out until she had her first surgery to put the tube in. But it's a very rare blood clotting disease that only one in maybe 1 or 2 million children have. And they did a whole battery of blood tests. They came back with these blood tests and they couldn't find it. That had gone too. So we're like, praise the Lord. But we had all our best arguments ready that if they were to come with these bad results, because we just kind of expected them to come out with bad results because they just always did. We were just ready to hammer them with a word and say, no, we're not having that. Just ready to, any little word from the doctor that was negative, we weren't having it spoken over our daughter. We were about to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We were like right there ready. And they just examined her, and the doctor, I mean, I've worked in the medical profession and never in my career have I seen anything like this. The doctor looked at Hannah, looked at these test results and just physically stepped back and looked at her and she said, you're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you.
And Hannah just smiled at the doctors and said, I know I'm perfect. So they just said she was perfect then, which was great. And they gave a general anaesthetic, they removed the tube, and she came to and she's absolutely fine. And she's been fine since.
This is Hannah's bedroom. These are all her things. Oh, here he is. Here's the dog who had a tube in his tummy. I don't know if he bears the scars of it. It kind of went in there. This is where a doggy had a little tube in his tummy and then he got healed too. Now, when Hannah was sick, she used to insist on praying for herself at bedtime. Most of our boys, they like to us as parents to pray for them and pray that they don't have any bad dreams at night. But before Hannah was healed, when she was still really, really sick, she used to insist on praying for herself. And every night she'd pray the same prayer. She'd just thank Jesus that he loved her and that he had made her better. This is before she was healed. So she had a revelation on healing way before we did.
We hope that you've been encouraged by Hannah's miracle. It has certainly changed everyone in the Terades family. After Hannah's healing, Ashley and Carly sold their home and moved to Walsall to become part of Charis Bible College, where they could absorb more of the teaching that made all the difference for Hannah. The next year, grandparents from both sides of the family sold homes and businesses to do the same. Today, all of them attend CBC. Of course, a special thank you is due to the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries who gave extra so that this teaching could be made available free of charge to people in need. We thank you. And in her own special way, Hannah thanks you.
Praise God. Isn't that an awesome testimony? I tell you, Hannah now is so full of life that people look at her. The only thing that even remotely resembles the fact that she's ever had a problem is that her growth was stunted. Like when she first had this, she was 3.5 years old wearing 9.5 month old clothes. And so she lost a little bit of growth. She's a little bit smaller than kids her age. But boy, she is full of life. She's a happy girl. And you know, the other Terades kids, I could give you a lot of miraculous stories about, man, they are getting people born again, talking about the power of God. And it's just tremendous what God has done in this family. And it all started with them just hearing somebody say that God wants them well. They had lots of people that said, oh yeah, God can heal. And I'm not saying this to dish on anybody else or to cause problems, but I'm just trying to help you and telling you that just believing that God can heal will not get you well. You will die. You will stay sick believing that God can heal, but not knowing beyond any shadow of a doubt that God wants you well, that God has already put this power on the inside of you. And if you don't take your authority and power and make it come to pass. It's not you, it's God's power, but you are the one that controls it. And if you don't get this attitude to where you take this power and authority, you aren't going to see healing manifest in your life. Let me just reiterate a couple of things that were on this DVD, but I just want to make sure that you got it. After I prayed for Hannah, she was asleep when I prayed for her, and when she woke up, her parents told her that I came and prayed for her and that Jesus healed her and that she was well. And praise God for the faith of a child. You know, you have to be taught to be as unbelieving as most adults are. We're just too complicated, too sophisticated. But little 3.5-year-old Hannah, they told her that Jesus had healed her, and she said immediately, well, if Jesus healed me, I want to eat. 3.5 years old, never had eaten solid food in her life. And they went out and bought her Kentucky Fried Chicken, French fries, shakes, desserts, all of this stuff. She had never eaten solid food in her life, and she just was willing to go for it. And, you know, praise God that Ashley and Carly were willing to let her go for it and let her believe. You know, it would have been easy for them as parents to say, well, this will kill you. You can't do this. But really, you could look at it this way. What did they have to lose? The doctors had said that they were through. She was going to die. In just a matter of days, she'd be dead. Praise God that they were willing to stand. And let me just point this out, that after she had eaten all of this, first time in her life, as they were driving in the van back to the meeting, Hannah started to choke. And this familiar thing, it says that both of the boys just got out of her way because, you know, she was throwing up food, throwing up all of these things that they were trying to feed her. And in the past, that would have meant that she was rejecting this food and that it didn't work and that she wasn't healed. But instead of them backing down, when she started to choke, Ashley just turned around and took his authority and commanded that choking to stop, commanded her to keep that food down, commanded the devil to leave them alone and that they were healed by the stripes of Jesus. And you know what? I'm not trying to minimize the fact that I prayed for Hannah. You know, I am honored that God let me be a little part of this miracle. But I pray for lots of people that I don't see manifest healing. And part of it is because it's not only the person who's doing the praying, it's the person who's receiving also has to believe. And you cannot underestimate how important it was for Ashley to take his authority and stand there and command that choking and that vomiting to stop. And if he hadn't have done that, I think they did it twice, once that day and then once the next day that they had to stand against it, and it was over. If they hadn't have done that, even though I prayed and I believe God's healing went into Hannah, you know what? She could have lost that. She could have gone back to having to keep this tube in. And today we'd be talking about here's another little girl that we prayed for that we didn't see a physical manifestation for. You know, I don't understand everything about healing, but I know that in this case, yes, I prayed and yes, I believed, but those parents were believing. And this is one of the missing elements. There are so many people probably watching this program that you need a healing and you're going to call in. And I encourage you to call in and ask one of our prayer ministers to pray and agree with you. And you're going to believe for a miracle that if I could just get someone to agree with me, we're going to receive a miracle. And yes, that's true, but you also have to believe. And Ashley had spent a couple of weeks studying the Word and getting this faith down on the inside of him. And I tell you, it was important that Ashley took his authority and stood his ground. So I pray that this testimony about Hannah has blessed you and helped you. And I want to encourage you that God is no respecter of persons, is what it says in Romans chapter 2. What he did for Hannah, he wants to do for every one of you. I don't care what your sickness is. Doesn't matter what the doctors have said. You maybe have sent home to die. Maybe it's impossible. But you've just seen the testimony in the now, where Jesus has healed somebody. He wants to do that for you. But you've got to do something. You know, I encourage you to call the number that you see on your screen. Let someone pray with you and say, like that woman did, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. Call in and say, if I can just get someone to agree with me, if I can just have someone pray, I'm going to be well. And then you take that and believe and you resist and stand on it. And I believe you're going to see healing manifest in your body. You know, I encourage you to listen to our announcer. He's going to give you some information about how you can get this, all of these materials that I have on healing, as well as the DVD that you saw today about Hannah's healing. So call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled God Wants You Well is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430. The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs. Or you can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series, the new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scriptures CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series titled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? Is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
You know, there's a lot of material that I have on the healing, and this package that we've put together called A Better Healthcare Package is, of course, going to help you, but you could even go beyond that. And on our website, I have all of this teaching that I'm doing on television about healing right there. You can watch those free of charge on our website. There's also a lot of material. I've got over 300 of my teachings available as free MP3 downloads. We've got daily devotionals. We've got a lot of materials. It is a tremendous site. And if you really are wanting to know about healing, I tell you, it'll make a big difference. Plus, we got this brand new book. So please check out our website. The address is right there on the screen.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth seminar May 13th through the 15th and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp May 28th through the 31st. He'll also be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Summer Family Bible Conference June 28th through July 2nd and in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth seminar July 15th through the 17th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
This Bible teacher started with the simple message of God's unconditional love and grace. For years, he and his wife duplicated teaching tapes in their own home. He went on radio and often gave his teachings away to those who asked for them. Years later, a small building was needed to house a few volunteers and employees. The ministry grew until it was bursting at the seams. Soon, the next 15,000 square foot building became too small as a Bible college and television ministry were launched. Today, a 110,000 square foot building is running out of room. 157 acres have been purchased to accommodate the growth, but the message remains the same. It's the gospel truth. For a complete report on this story, go to awmi.net and click on today's news feature. Invest yourself in the message of God's unconditional love and grace.